Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Breaking news from around the league, or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. It's all on the free Odyssey app. Download it today. AUDACY.
This is the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and Major College Football. We are DFW Sports Station 105.3, The Fan, KRLDFM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth. Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLDFM or Odyssey.
That can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
And welcome to the TexasLending.com mortgage show. Another beautiful weekend of blissful mortgage talk. The thing you dreamed of all week. You're listening to this sports station thinking, you know, I'm only listening to the sports station for one thing. That is to get to Saturday so I can listen to mortgage talk. It's the favorite thing that we all want to hear. But you know what? Some of you do have a favorite dream this year. Maybe you want to be buying a home. Maybe you want to get your family into a backyard. Spent a good time yesterday driving up to Gunter, Texas, and looking at all the new homes being built up there on the way up in Prosper, Salina, all the way up there in the Gunter. And I know a lot of you have backyards now, and some of your neighbors want to have backyards too. So that's what we're here for in the TexasLending.com mortgage show, is to help you find your way into that home of your dreams. Also, maybe you've already started that dream, and you've built a lot of equity in that home, and but you've also built a lot of debt, and you need to get some of that debt restructured to some lower interest rates. We want to talk to you about cash out refinances. We still see people getting refinances as well. So we're here to talk about all that, and we're also here to talk about interest rates, where they're going, what's happening. It all is right here on the TexasLending.com mortgage show. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Been here on the Fan for probably about a dozen years now. Or more. I can't remember when we started here, but been doing it for a while, and we're always happy to share with you how to get into that home that you want to get into. So many people have questions. I get calls from friends every day. Where are rates? What's going on? So many people say, oh, rates are bound to go down. We've talked about it here on this show. We'll talk about where rates are right now and what my expectations are. But my expectations are always, not always, but for a long time, usually had a pretty good plan of what was going on. I guess COVID threw out all crystal balls. I used to have a crystal ball that gave me an idea of what's going on now and in the future, but COVID threw a lot of that out. And currently in the world that we live in today, it doesn't seem like it's easy to figure out what's going on, other than the fact that, you know, people already expected rates to be dropping this year, but there's no reason that rates would be going down with inflation still peaking, inflation still high. And until there's such a day that there's much lower inflation or some kind of catastrophic event, I don't see rates making a big move. I think you're going to be stuck in this world of 6 to 8% interest rates for quite a while. And you might see 8% before you see 6%. So right now we're looking at rates somewhere in the middle there, depending on where your particulars are in regards to your credit, your income, the loan size you're looking for, what your qualifications are, what kind of loan you're looking for, like FHA or conventional or cash out refinance or VA. You know, all of those different loans have different kind of particulars for you as well. So make sure you text me. So this show is about questions and answers, and I want to answer your questions. So get them into me now. You can text me at 214-354-5989. It's 214-354-5989. You can always go to TexasLending.com and apply. We're going to have a big march here at TexasLending.com. We want you to be part of it. Get your application in now. One of our excited, experienced loan officers is going to help you get going. Again, you can go to the website at TexasLending.com, or you can just text me here, 214-354-5989. Now, here's what you have to do when you want to get in touch with me. Send me the following information when it comes to getting into that home purchase. Send me your current credit score, your expected down payment, and let's see, your income. That's it, your income. Send me your yearly income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. I'll give you an idea about how much home you can get yourself into. Maybe you have some other questions as well about your credit or your income documentation or other things, maybe your marriage situation. Maybe you're not married. Maybe I get a lot of questions about people who are engaged, people who are getting divorced, people who are buying home on their own. You know, everyone has a different situation. So text me your questions. If you want to get cash out, send me your current value of your home, as well as what you owe on your home, along with your current credit score and your current interest rate. And I'll give you some ideas about getting cash out of your house, whether it's a first lien cash out refinance, a home equity line of credit, or maybe a second lien home loan, or maybe you already have your home paid off. You just need to cash out. You just got to get cash out on some kind of home equity loan. I want to answer those questions for you here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Already got our first question in for the day. And here it is. Is it possible to separate my taxes and insurance from my mortgage without losing my interest rate? You need to talk to your service provider. And so when people get home loans, and if you haven't owned a home before, there's several ways to set up yourself when you're getting a home loan. Now, some people are able to have a mortgage payment that does not include their taxes for the property taxes and their homeowner's insurance. And so, again, those are your escrows that you pay. You pay those monthly to a mortgage service provider. Then when your bill comes due for your taxes and insurance, your service provider passes that payment along. Not everyone can get into a mortgage without taxes and insurance being in their payment. Not everyone can do that. So sometimes what happens is you have someone who has a high debt to income, a high loan to value situation. So if you're getting into a home and you only put 3% down, let's say you're getting a conventional loan and you only put 3% down, who qualifies for that? First time home buyers may qualify for a 3% down loan. FHA has 3.5% out of pocket loans. Well, if you're going to get an FHA loan or you're going to get a VA loan, you're always going to have escrows with your mortgage payment. you're not going to be able to keep your interest rate and get rid of your escrows if you're in an FHA or VA loan. So let's make that clear. So if you are in a home and you want to separate your taxes and your homeowner's insurance, then it's not going to be on an FHA or a VA loan. So that's one good thing to know. And so let's say you put 20% down on a conventional loan. There are other ways to do this, but if you put 20% down on a conventional mortgage and you don't want to have your taxes and insurance with the payment, then you've just separated them. You have a principal and interest payment that you pay to your mortgage service provider, and then your taxes and insurance are paid separately when the bills come due. Okay, so if you put 10% down, let's say you want to put 10% down, and you still want to not have taxes and insurance, you're going to need to get a second lien. You're going to get an 80% first loan and a 10% second loan. And that way, you only put 10% down on your house. That's another way to potentially set up your mortgage without having taxes and insurance with the payment. Now, if you're in a conventional mortgage now, and let's say you have less than 20% equity in the house, most likely you're going to have taxes and insurance with that payment. It's most likely that you have that set up. And if you want to get rid of the taxes and insurance from the payment, one, you're going to most likely need to be, well, I say most likely because there's different kind of loan programs like non-QM loans and things like this and home equity loans and things like this. And it depends on how your loan is set up. But most of the time, you're going to need less than 20% equity or less than 80% of loan to value. So at least 20% equity. And if you do have, let's say, 25% equity in your house, you need to call your service provider. You need to talk to them and say, hey, I want to separate my taxes. And I no longer want to have my taxes and insurance with my payment. They're probably going to charge you a fee for that. They're probably going to say, well, if you want to separate the taxes and insurance, we need to charge you this fee. So here's another thing. If you're buying a home and you want to get a loan without taxes and insurance with the mortgage payment, you're typically going to have one of two things, either a higher interest rate, because the mortgage service providers feel comfort in collecting your taxes and insurance so that they know they're going to get paid on time because you're all in this together. You and the lender are cahooting together to make sure that the taxes and insurance are paid yearly. If you don't pay your taxes on your property, then the city's not going to be happy about that, and they may come in and they may want to take that property. So the lender who's on the note needs to make sure that those taxes are paid as well. They love to have the taxes and insurance collected from you and have an escrow payment. And so if you're not going to have an escrow payment, mortgage lenders, a lot of servicers will, by default, a lot of them will charge you a higher interest rate to not have taxes and insurance with your payment. If you don't want to pay that higher interest rate, they'll charge you a fee, a no escrow fee. We're going to charge you a fee for a service you don't want. And it happens in the mortgage industry. It is a fee that's passed along from the service providers. And so that's a lot of information for your question. And so they want to know, this person's asking questions about having this. They say there's an escrow buffer percentage I could invest and save each month to a better interest earning an account. So what they want to do is rather than just giving it to the lender, this escrow payment, maybe they can put it in an account, make 5 or 10% somewhere. And then at the end of the year, they have $10,000 put aside for taxes and insurance, they might make $500 a year in interest if they put it into an interest-bearing account somewhere. And so that's what they're talking about. So we understand the idea. You have to talk to your service provider, see if they have any interest in it. Hopefully I've helped you answer some of your questions. Get your questions in now at 214-354-5989. That's 214-354-5989. Your next question here. By the way, if you don't want to text in, just call our office and talk to a loan officer at 972-387-4600. They'll have a cup of coffee with you over the phone, and you can get going on your mortgage. We are about to retire. This is the next question. We're about to retire. If we choose to buy a final house, what would be considered? Our credit score is 800+. We have home equity of $350K and monthly retirement income of $8K. for retirement savings use. So before they have to use any of their cash that they save for retirement, they're going to have $8K a month in retirement income. And so they have this home equity. And what should, so if we choose to buy a final house, what would be considered? Well, if we can document that income, so you have a retirement income, and depending on whether that retirement income is coming from some kind of pension or you have Social Security or however it's set up, we need to document that that income is coming in. So we'd have to get some kind of letter of how much you can have coming out of your retirement account or coming from your pension. So we need to document that. And we need to document how long, you know, when that starts and whether it goes up or whether all those different things coming into retirement. Some other things to think about when you're going into retirement. If you're going to be buying a final house, and not this is not for everybody. These are just options that you may not know about. There is also, a lot of people do consider this, there is what they call the reverse mortgage. And the reverse mortgage is someone that wants to just put money down on a house and never have a mortgage payment. For example, current rates up around 7%, right? It might be higher than 7% for some of you. It might be lower than 7% for a couple of you. And so if you are thinking of buying a home and you need to get yourself into a rate of 7.5%, some of you might think, hey, I want to get a reverse mortgage instead. I might put 40% down on a house and then never have a principal and interest payment. And I can stay in that house as long as I want, as long as I keep paying the taxes and insurance. As long as I'm living in the house and paying the taxes and insurance and the property, I won't have a principal and interest payment monthly. That's a reverse mortgage. You don't have to worry about the monthly payment for the principal and interest. So people that are in retirement, or some of you are sitting there and you go, you know what? My home's paid off. Or I mean, some of you sit there and you have a home worth $600,000 now. You owe a couple hundred grand on it, but you're like, man, I can't even afford my payments anymore, but I want to stay in my house forever. And some of you can get a reverse mortgage and take cash out of your house and then just move the principal and interest payment, leave that to the service provider. They get to deal with that later. You just pay your taxes and insurance on the property, and you get to stay in your house, and you get some cash out of your house. So those are some options for you to think about. You can get it. You can get yourself into a conventional loan here. You have that $350K. By the way, things to consider. If you do have $350K equity, maybe you invested that with a financial planner. You have to look and see what would that. I'm just not a financial planner, but 300 grand, if you're making just 5% in a bond fund, that you're making 15 grand a year at 5% on $300,000. I'm just saying that that's what an interest rate return on $300,000 is. And so if you already have $8,000 of income coming in and you can put a minimal down payment on a new home, and you can then have that money invested for you so that it's compounding interest, then that might be an option for you to talk about with your financial planner. All right, we're going to take a break right now. The rest of you, text me your questions at 214-354-5989. Also, make sure you call TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, answer more of your great questions here in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
When is a good time to buy a home? Have you waited too long? Well, there's two ideas. Either the rates are going to go up, so you're buying at the right time now, or the rates are going to go down and you're going to refinance later. If you're looking to buy a home, find that home of your dreams, start with TexasLending.com. We'll take care of you now and in the future. Start with TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year and time for a new career in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, and AI. Already in IT, build cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions nationwide that employers are desperate to fill. At My Computer Career, you could become job ready in just a few months. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Sean Shreve here for Better Help. What is the first thing that you would do if you had an extra hour in your day? You're going for a run, taking a nap? reading a book? Are you showing up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. Visit BetterHelp.com/Sean and RJ to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/SHANandRJ.
Forgetting a birthday isn't Alzheimer's.
Forgetting your own birthday might be.
Trouble remembering a name isn't Alzheimer's.
Forgetting your child's name might be.
If someone you love shows signs of Alzheimer's, start a conversation. You may be their best hope for a better quality of life. Learn the signs at dshs.texas.gov/Alzheimer's. See the signs, start a conversation. Funded by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
March 2nd is Texas Independence Day. We're celebrating all day with a cowgirl costume party and specials on Texas-made products. Come score $3.99 22-ounce Peaks signature taps, $3.99 deep eddy shots, $6 Tito's, $5.99 22-ounce Shiner Draft buckets, and more.
All right, back to the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show. Let's get your questions in. 214-354-5989. That's your text line. Want to answer your questions about getting yourself into a mortgage, getting cash out of your house? We already have some good ones this morning, so get your question in about buying, refinancing, etc. All right, here's a question for you. You can all learn a little bit from this one. Starting to invest in real estate, can I have an LLC with a partner and still do an FHA loan? Plan on making it my primary residency and renting out the other units. So let's catch up to speed on that a little bit. Not many of you know that you can get an FHA loan on a duplex, a triplex, right? A quadplex. You can get four units, up to four units, and buy a primary residence on an FHA loan. Not many people know that. And this person's starting a business, an LLC with a partner. When it comes to qualifying for an FHA loan, we're going to have to look at your income. And so we have to look at your yearly income. Now, whether it's you as an individual or getting a W-2 somewhere, or if you have an LLC with a partner, if you have the LLC, we need to look at your tax returns for 2 years. And so a lot of people like to write off all of their income with tax write-offs. That's not going to work for a home loan. You can't be eating your cake, having your cake and eating it too, right? So when it comes to documenting your income, when it comes to buying a house, you need to be able to document enough income yearly after tax write-offs to qualify for the mortgage. So yes, you can have an LLC with a partner. We're going to need not only 2 years of individual tax returns, because then when we get your tax returns, we also verify with the federal government that those tax returns that you gave us are the same ones you gave them. And that's not always the case. People give us different tax returns than they gave to the federal government, and that is not considered a happy place for getting a home loan. When it does come time to documenting your income, though, with tax returns, we not only need your personal income taxes. If you own a business, we're going to need your K-1s. We're going to need your business income taxes. Why? We want to make sure that your business is also making money. Some people bleed their companies dry, and they have income coming into themselves, but their businesses are going out of business. So we have to document your businesses in business, and you're in business making money. When it comes to getting a duplex, a triplex, a quadplex, you may not know this, but every county in the state of Texas has a different value of what you can qualify for on FHA. For example, Brazos County has a different FHA loan limit than Collin County. Tarrant County has a different FHA loan limit than Lamar County. Every county in Texas has a different FHA loan limit. If you're trying to get an FHA loan, for example, and let's say we're just going to look at Collin County. Collin County, the FHA loan limit right now is $563,000 plus some change. We're going to round these out so that we don't have to hurt our head too much, right, with math. So $563,000, if you're buying a home in Collin County, you can get your 3.5% down FHA loan on a primary residence, single family, at $563,000. Well, if you're going to go to Coleman County or Coke County or Clay County, the FHA loan limit's only $498,000. So $498,000 versus $563,000. So different counties have different FHA loan limits. Let's look at this duplex, triplex. Let's look at a quadplex, right? And so if you're trying to get yourself in Collin County, this quadplex, you can get up to $1,083,000, $1,083,000. So if you want to buy a duplex, $721,000 is what a duplex you can buy in Collin County and rent out the other side and still buy it as a primary residence. So you're not only living there, you're a landlord to the other side of the duplex. A triplex goes to $872,000. And if you're going to be buying that quadplex, it's a little over $1 million. So if you are, maybe you are young and you want to buy a property, you're thinking, how can I do this? How can I do this? You might be able to get yourself into this quadplex with a minimum down payment for FHA. And then you're going to have that up to $1,083,000 in Collin County and then rent out the other three units. These are ideas. They are possible. And if you go to another county, let's call it Coke County again, it's $958,000 for the duplex. So different FHA loan limits. You need to go to HUD.gov. HUD is for Housing and Urban Development. HUD.gov. If you go to that and you look at FHA loan limits, you got to take a couple clicks away. FHA loan limits, then FHA loan limits page, and then you got to type in what state you're looking for. And then they have all the different counties in there, and you can pull up your county. So these are for 2024 limits. They typically change yearly. Hopefully that answers your question. If you have a question out there and you want to have it answered here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, here's the number. 214-354-5989. That's 214-354-5989. Giving out information that you didn't even know you wanted to know. And maybe you still don't want to know it. And that's what mimosas are for. If you want to forget some of the information today, please go to your local establishment and get yourself a couple of those mimosas, and then all this pain of numbers in your head will go away. It may take more than one. Okay, let's go on to the next questions here. A couple of months ago, they were talking about people with a good credit and 20% down were going to get penalized to make up for people with bad credit. Is it happening? So we talked about this in the show last week a little bit. And so, you know, be careful what you hope for, folks, because we had the situation where the Biden administration, let's say you've developed yourself good credit and you've paid all your bills on time. The Biden administration was going to subsidize people with good credit by charging you higher interest rates than people with bad credit. And so they were going to take your interest rate that you were going to get this. You had an 800 credit score, and then there was someone with a 600 credit score. They were going to take your interest rate that you qualified for because of your great credit. You're a very low risk. And they say, you know what? We're going to make people with an 800 credit score a higher risk by charging them a higher interest rate and pass it along to people with bad credit. This is a real belief that this is going to make people, you know, have better credit. And so anyway, in effect, what it does is the lenders have higher risk. The insurance companies have higher risk by getting people with poor credit. Now, listen, we want to help people into homes. And we have a pretty good idea in the mortgage industry, we being the industry at large and all the insurance companies and the government and their insurance that they allow, that if you have a credit score above 600, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be able to be in a situation, if your income's in place and you can document it well, that you're going to be able to repay a mortgage. Because here's what happens. We all have intentions of paying our bills back. But when our credit is not great, we have a lot of bills, we have a lot of extra stress that gets in our day. And that stress really keeps us from being able to stay on top of doing the things we want to do. And so we have kids running around and going to school and all the other things that we're dealing with. And then our credit is poor and you got creditors calling you. And then you have to make decisions about what bill to pay. And so we all want you to buy a home and be able to live in a house and have a great life. Not everything goes as planned for all of us, and we need to get ourselves back on track. So the idea is get back on track, get yourself good credit so that you can make good decisions and you're able to divvy up your payments accordingly, and you're able to make sound, rational decisions because you've got our financial life back in order. So we want people to be financially back in order. And if you can't buy a home, and buying a home isn't the best thing for everybody. Sometimes we are house poor. People get into a home they can't afford, and they got their eyes got bigger than their stomach, and they bit off more than they can chew, and now they have this big house, and they have to make these big payments, and then they can't afford food. And so we want everyone to have nice lives where they can have a good meal and also afford their home. We want you not just buy a home, but have a home that you can enjoy and afford for now and the future. Yes, the Biden administration put some of those things into play, and then they backed up on that stuff. So that they did not do that. But I can tell you this, one thing the Biden administration has done, and I say the Biden administration, let's call it the end game for where most mortgages are sold, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. They had situations where Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were passing along higher charges to people getting cash out of their home. And so much higher charges. You're trying to get equity out of your home. And they go, no, we're going to charge them a lot higher rates if we want to get cash out of our home. That actually goes on today. Do you know that actually there's a provision in Obamacare where everyone who buys a house, if you buy a house, you own a home, if you're getting a loan through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or Ginnie Mae in these institutions, there is a charge that goes to homeowners that subsidizes people that don't have health insurance. So yes, you are paying a fee, and I think it's about 0.25% of a fee yearly that you're paying onto. It may not be, it's an upfront fee when you buy a home. It's actually charged into the interest rate that you're paying that goes to support people who don't have health insurance. So yes, the Biden administration was going to pass along charges to people with good credit to give it to people with bad credit, and also charge you money for health insurance to pass along to people for Obamacare. However, there is a situation that has been going on. This has been going on for a long time, where if you do, I talked about this last week, if you do put 20% down on a home loan, you're on a conventional mortgage, there is a great chance that you're paying a higher interest rate than someone who puts 15% down. I'm going to say that again. If you are putting 20% down on a conventional mortgage, there's a great chance you're paying a higher interest rate than someone who only put 15% down. That is a reality. It exists in the world today. There is a table of rates, and there are charges, and there are bigger charges that get passed along to people with 20% down than the people that put 15% down. And so you have to go ask yourself the question, why is that? I don't have the answer to that question, but it's real. And so anyway, hopefully that answered your question that just you just sent in there. But let's get into your questions some more and get them asked right now at 214-354-5989. When we come back from a break, I'll get right to your questions. 214-354-5989. I am going to go to break. When I come back, we will have a good time and help you make good financial decisions on your home loan right back here at 105.3 The Fan.
Get ready, Metroplex. The Dallas Boat Show is back with everything you need to live your best life on the water. More boats, more accessories, more deals, all in one place. Dallas Market Hall, March 7th through the 10th. If you've ever dreamed of owning a boat, you don't want to miss the ultimate party off the lake. Life is better on the water. Visit DallasBoatExpo.com for tickets and event details.
Let me
TexasLending.com.
Are you one of the many people with credit card payments coming out your wazoo? That's not good because your friends are looking at your wazoo and they see credit card payments coming out. You need TexasLending.com. You need to get a cash out, refinance, or a home equity line of credit today. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Can't beat the final boss? Been there. Gaming is fun and all, but in real life, there's one mission you'll never lose. Saving lives by donating blood with Carter Blood Care. In just 1 hour, you can save up to 3 lives. Patients in your community. Now that's a real win. Level up your life. Donate blood with Carter Blood Care. Find a donation location near you at carterbloodcare.org.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Remember how big truck month used to be? The massive selection, the huge savings, it's back. Upgrade for less during Classic Truck Month at Classic Chevrolet, the world's biggest Chevy dealer. Selection and savings, more on the way. Hundreds of new Silverados must be sold. You've waited long enough. Find our biggest Classic Truck Month savings before they're gone at ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023.
Hi there, it's Pete Thompson from the Consumer Team. You know, the number one killer of air conditioning systems is dirt, dust, and debris that piles up over the winter. That's why I had the on-time experts at my home for a spring tune-up, and they're amazing. They completely took apart, cleaned, and reassembled my system for just $59. And get this, they guarantee I won't have a breakdown. I love this company, and you will too. TheOnTimeExperts.com. Call them today, TheOnTimeExperts.com.
I was taking shot after shot, got in the car, and just started driving. Saw those red and blue lights, and I knew I was going to jail. I've had to spend a couple grand for a lawyer. I wasn't able to find a decent job for 4 years. From one DWI, I could have got on the road and killed somebody. You can always think of a better option. Just don't drink and drive. It's not worth it.
Drinking and driving isn't worth the cost. Get a sober ride. Sponsored by TxDOT.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here answering your questions for you. Want to make sure that you have good answers to those questions. So get them in now, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. And we will answer them for you right here. So lots of questions coming in. I got a big, long question here, and want to make sure that I get to this. Right, let's get to this right now. My home is valued at about $300K. So how many of you have that? You have a home around $300K. I was thinking about taking a home equity loan for a down payment on a larger home. I can rent out my house and sell for approximately, rent it out for $2,200 a month or more based on my neighbor's rent directly across the street. And my house is much larger. My house is much larger than that house. So, yeah, I mean, you have to take a look at that rental situation and see what you can rent it out for. So if I bought a house around $400 to $450K, what do you think my total payment would be if I use the $2,200 payment toward the home equity loan and a new mortgage? Our home is paid off. So you have a home worth $300K. Let's start there. What's the maximum you can get out in your home? 80% of the value of the house. So you could borrow up to 80% of $300K. And so you'd have up to $240,000 you can get out of your house. Now you're going to pay some, if you got cash out of your house, a home equity loan, a first lien home equity loan, since you don't have any payment on it, there's no mortgage, it would be a first lien, first loan, home equity loan. And if you got that money out, there would be closing costs associated with it. Now those closing costs can come out of the loan for the most part, except figure your appraisal, right? You're going to have to get an appraisal on that. And if it comes in at $285,000 or $300,000 or whatever it is, you're going to be able to get up to 80% of that. You could then use a portion of that cash to put down on another home. You can keep some of that cash in your bank. I would say, especially if you're going to rent out your current property, I would definitely suggest this. I would definitely put down what you need to on the other house. And let's say you got yourself a $450,000 house. Now, if you put the minimum down payment on that, you're probably going to have a payment of $3,500 or something like this. $3,500 to $3,800. If you got a $450,000 house, put the minimum down payment, you're probably going to be looking at, if you qualify, of course, you have to get all your documentation of income and things. And we could probably get you a payment on that house of around $3,800 or something like this. Now, if you take that, if let's say you rent out the other property and you make $2,200 a month in rent, then your differential in payment would be, you'd be actually paying less for a mortgage now than you would be, you don't have a mortgage payment now, but you'd be making about $1,800 a month above and beyond, or $1,600 above and beyond what you'd be getting in rent. But here's the thing you need to take into account. You need to take into account the idea, what if someone doesn't pay rent? Okay, and so you have someone squatting in the house, and believe me, I've had rental properties, and I'm not that guy, you know, I'm not that guy that's going to sit out in the front lawn and, you know, and with a blare horn and make some, you know, I'm not great at being a landlord, and, you know, I have to get people kicked out of the house because they're not paying rent. Are you that person that's going to be able to do that? Are you going to be able to go in there, make sure everything's up, make sure they're putting the filters in the HVAC and make sure all the things are being updated, make sure the lawn's being taken care of? You need to make sure you need to think about those things where you're getting into a landlord situation. Then the person says the stove broke, got to put a stove in, you got to do all these things, you got to take care of the property. And so that's why I say don't, if you did get $240,000 out of your house, if you did do that, make sure you keep a bunch of cash in your bank for making the other mortgage payment, for peace of mind, for making both mortgage payments, for the rainy day. So you have both equity in your bank, you have now a house that you're renting out, and you have your new home. And so these are ideas for you. And hopefully they are good ideas. But you can call our office at 972-387-4600. That's 972-387-4600. Just go to TexasLending.com. Get your information in there. We'll take care of you today. Okay, so a lot of good questions so far today. And we want to get to all your questions. So make sure you get them in early. And that number, again, is for the text questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. What value does the lender use when I have 20% equity to get rid of the PMI? What value does the lender use? Okay, they have 20% equity in their house. They want to get rid of the PMI. For all of you driving around, PMI is private mortgage insurance. Private mortgage insurance means that the government's not insuring the loan. A private mortgage institution is. A public mortgage company, not a government. So PMI is insured by one of those private mortgage insurance lenders or insurance companies. Is it the original value of the home, or do I have to get it reevaluated if the value of the home has gone up? Okay, so when a lender is deciding when it is time to get rid of the PMI, there are laws of the land. And the laws of the land say it's going to be based on your original appraised value when you bought the home or when you got your original refinance done on the house. So if you bought your home and it was worth $400,000 and now it's worth $500,000, they're not using the new appraised value. They're using the appraised value of the home when you bought it. And so when you got your loan and you put your down payment, the PMI does not have to go away. This is for conventional mortgages here. For a conventional mortgage, the PMI does not have to go away until you have 22% equity in the house. Listen to that again. 22% equity in the house. And so this is one of those little places that gets lost in the weeds there of, wait a minute, I thought it was 20%. If you buy a home and put 20% down, you can get a conventional mortgage without PMI. If you get a cash out refinance on your house, which is limited to 80% of the value of your house, so there's always at least 20% equity in your house when you get cash out of your home, you're not going to have any PMI on a cash out refinance or home equity loan. Never going to be PMI in Texas. On or even government insurance on a government, on a cash out refinance or home equity loan. So if you put 20% down, no PMI. But if you're paying down on a mortgage, you must have 22% equity before the lender has to get rid of the PMI. That makes your head hurt listening to these rules. I know, but you have to know it. So if you want to get rid of that PMI and you say, well, what number are we going to use? They're going to use the original appraised value. You can't just call up your lender and say, I want to get rid of the PMI. Can I go get a new appraisal? That would be up to your service provider to get rid of the PMI. If you said, hey, can I go get a new appraisal? You'd have to talk to them about it. Okay. And so that's going to be your options right there. And if you had to refinance, you know, if you're on a nice 2.5% or 3% rate, do you really want to refinance this to 6.5% to 7.5% or 8%, depending on your situation? And that's not the full range of rates. The rates, there are people getting 9% and 10% and 11% and 12% rates right now as well. And so depending on your scenario, you can get a different rate on those things. So make sure you text me your questions, folks. 214-354-5989. Call our office. We have loan officers that are designated on Saturdays to be there for you. And believe me, the people that are taking your phone calls are people that are going to work Saturdays anyways. They work hard and they have families to support just like you do. And they want to help you with your home loan because they get a lot of happiness by helping people save money on their home loan. So start calling at TexasLending.com. One more question before we take a break. My credit scores are around 640 to 650. How many of you have that? Right? A lot of you, right? I have no knowledge of what it takes to buy a home or any money down. You have no knowledge of money down or you don't have money down. Okay. Is there anything I can do to be able to purchase a home? I make roughly 70 grand a year and would prefer to live in the country somewhere. Just looking to see if you can give me guidance on where I should start and what I should be looking into. Okay, listen. If you are in the country, we're talking not just the United States, but you're not in an urban area, you're in the country, you need to be considering a USDA loan. A USDA mortgage is designed for people who are living in rural areas. You can go to the USDA website and find out if your area is designated for a USDA loan. Go to the USDA website, and there are USDA mortgages with USDA insurance on them, and they're typically zero-down mortgages. You can get a zero-down mortgage out in the country. Now, listen, they are income-dependent. It sounds like with your current income, you might qualify for a USDA loan at zero down. You said you don't have any money down. And so there are options to get USDA loans with zero money down at your current income, depending on if you qualify, the area qualifies for USDA. And also, there are also down payment limits. So if you have money in your bank that can qualify for a conventional mortgage, then get a conventional mortgage. If you don't have the money for the down payment, you might qualify for USDA. And a 650 to 640 score may qualify for a USDA loan, depending on your other particulars of your credit. So yes, a 640 to 650 score might qualify for USDA. There's a lot of things we got to look at. Your income, your assets, they all have to be within the USDA guidelines. And I would call a loan officer at TexasLending.com to look into your USDA options. They can also look up your county or your zip code to find out if it's in a USDA qualified area. And it's not just USDA. If you did have 3% down or you didn't have 3% down, you can still get a gift for a down payment from a relative or someone that also someone that might qualify. And so you might qualify for a conventional mortgage. And at your income, it sounds like you might qualify for a payment somewhere around $2,000 a month. You might qualify depending on all of your other particulars of your debt to income ratio and things. You might qualify for a $2,000 a month mortgage payment. And so you had to take a look into all your scenario and that mortgage payment. We have to include all the different taxes and insurance and things, but there are more details. We don't have all your information here. Call our loan officer, go through the details, get your information. It's going to be a free call. We're going to run your information, see if it works out. And it might be 6 months from now or a year from now, but at least you have good knowledge from a loan officer that you can trust at TexasLending.com. Okay, taking a break. When we come back, we'll get to your final questions here. Get them in now. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. And we'll get to those questions after this break on 105.3 The Fan.
If you love barbecue, you're going to love the all-new Sonic Pulled Pork BBQ Cheeseburger. Our classic melty cheeseburger gets BBQified with delicious smoked pulled pork and irresistibly tangy cherrywood smoked sauce. Yep, pretty saucy stuff for a limited time only at Sonic.
Here's the biggest question for you when you're trying to get into a home. Is this a short-term transaction or a long-term relationship with you and your family and the home you're living in? Because long-term, invariably, your home value is going to go up. So why do you keep on renting? Get into a home now. Start now at TexasLending.com with a first-time home buyer program, or if you're selling a home and buying a new one, start today with that free pre-approval at TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard is a great way to get practical, on-the-job, paid training while earning money for college. Get career training that can get you ahead of the curve in your education while taking advantage of the Montgomery GI Bill and tuition assistance. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn how the Army National Guard can help you build your education plan on part-time service.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Total Wellness Optimization. Guys, we are busy. We're all busy, and Men's T Clinic knows that. Why run all over town? Optimizing your testosterone can optimize your mood, drive, mental clarity, sexual wellness. If you have achy joints, hair loss, want an IV drip, need muscle mass therapy, Men's T Clinic can help you. We talk about depth in a lineup. Well, Men's T Clinic has an awesome lineup of treatment plans. In fact, they have a full service menu at menstclinic.com. Stop by one of their five DFW locations. Men's T Clinic, let's get back to being you.
If you're considering a new bathroom for your home, check this out. Based on the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 50% of all remodeling companies go out of business within 3 years, and 75% don't make it past year five. So what does that make their claim of lifetime warranty worth to you? Dan Weatherman here for Statewide Remodeling, the most trusted remodeler in North Texas for over 30 years. So if a lifetime workmanship guarantee is important to you, call Statewide today at 972-972-9920 or schedule online at statewideremodeling.com. Tell them Dan the Weatherman sent you.
My friends at D&M Leasing want you to know that there has never been a better time to save money for your family with an easy lease. If upgrading to a new vehicle with the latest safety features and technology and lowering your payment sounds too good to be true, just check out their 17,000 near perfect reviews. They want to earn your business and start a relationship that lasts a lifetime with no down payment and no payments for 60 days. Just call 817 or 972-35-LEASE or visit them online at dmautoleasing.com.
How do you know if a home equity loan is right for you? It's real simple. Start with TexasLending.com. Compare your current situation to your new situation with a free quote with TexasLending.com. Keep your first lien interest rate. Call about a second lien home equity loan. Reduce your interest rates you're paying on credit cards. Get those college tuition bills paid off right now. Start with TexasLending.com, a company you can trust. Go online and apply right now. TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller here every Saturday for you on 105.3 The Fan. Got a big day lined up for you here, some good sports talk, so make sure you stay tuned after the end of the show. And we got a lot of good basketball coming up, got some good golf going on. It's always golf with me. My day is 100. My son is a junior golfer here. He's actually committed to play golf at TCU. Right here, our local TCU over here in DFW. So a lot of golf for our family. And it is, you know, for a junior golfer, you're traveling 20 weeks out of the year. You're traveling all around the country to play golf. It's sometimes 30 times out of the year. And their high school even travels. They go to California a couple times a year to play some high school tournaments out there. So it's a good time, and we look forward to some of that golf this weekend. And you can watch your other sports and listen to your sports here as well. We got baseball coming up very soon, so a lot of fun things. Okay. You know what? We have a question here. Do I have a podcast? I got to start doing a podcast. It's time to do that. I need to get that podcast going. Hopefully I can get that going soon. Don't have the podcast yet, but we should. And so, but it's right here on 105.3 The Fan for now, but hopefully we can get that podcast going so more people can get educated. And this is an education show. This is not a stressful mortgage application show. And a lot of mortgage companies, I guess, put on airs to put you in a position when you're trying to get yourself into a mortgage. And we just want to let you know our people that work here, just like you, working every day, but our expertise is in mortgages. We know about the math. We know about the red flags you need to be thinking about, the caveats when you're trying to get yourself into a mortgage. And so make sure you get in touch with one of us up here, because we're right here in your backyard. We know the scenarios, and we're ready to help. So call TexasLending.com. Another person had texted in earlier about the PMI situation, and they want to know if they get refinanced for a new rate, does that change the value? So if they do refinance, yes, if you're in a mortgage and now your home, a lot of homes have gone up in value here in DFW. It's great for your equity in your home. It's great if you sell and you get the cash out. If it's great if you get a cash out refinance and pay off some bills and put some money in your bank. These are great things when your home values go up. It's better than your home values going down. I can tell you that our economy does a lot better. And our economy, by the way, is based on inflation. If the value of things, if their stock values didn't go up, if your home values didn't go up, if there were assets that did not go up in value, how many of you would, you know, how many of us would think we'd have a great economy? There are things that go down in value after we buy them, and there's things that go up in value after we buy them. And so, yes, if you have a home that has gone up in value and you want to get rid of the PMI, you can refinance. It is a possibility to do that. I don't know what your rate is. I know that we're now into our third year of rates going up. The rates were last great at 3% in December of 2021. And since 2022, rates have been rising, and they've been about the same for the last year. Let's say for the last 12 months, they've been in the same area. Maybe about 18 months now. I've been looking at rates in the same area. So if you are looking at your situation now and you're at 7%, you're thinking, can I refinance? I heard rates are going down. I don't expect rates to go down. And people say, but it's an election year. But there's still mad inflation going on out there. There's two measures of inflation that came out this week, and they were not good. They actually came in a lot higher than they thought. And now we see gas prices ticking up a little bit. That's going to affect other things, like the affordability of other things. So what I mean by that is I don't see rates dropping for any reason unless there is a bad report, or there's all of a sudden a stock market collapse, or there's some kind of financial catastrophe or some other kind of catastrophe that goes on, and all of a sudden the rates are going back down. I don't see that happening. I can't foresee catastrophe, but you know, stranger things have happened. Right now, your rates are around 7. So I say around. Most of you are going to be in a range. Most of you are going to be in a range between 6.5% and 8.5% on your conventional mortgages. Most of you. And so you have FHA and you have VA, and they all have different rates and different mortgage opportunities for you if you're trying to get cash out or a home equity line of credit. They all have different rates. So just get yourself prepared by calling TexasLending.com. Talk to a loan officer. If you're going to be buying in 6 months, just develop a relationship. It's all great. Start there now. Go online to TexasLending.com. So a lot of great questions today, and hopefully you've learned some things, and maybe you are getting ready to be buying a home in the future. Make sure you text me next week. Just get on board here and text me out here. I want to find you the fan. We'll be happy to answer your questions for you. The rest of you, call our office. We have loan officers that work all week long, and they're going to work on Saturdays as well. You'll get calls from loan officers today. If you go online and just put your name and your phone number and your email, we'll be contacting you right away. If you want to start at the beginning of the week, that's fine too. Just know on the weekend, they have a little bit more time. And so there's no loans funding on the weekend, so they're not dealing with people that are closing their mortgages on the weekend. They're just getting new mortgages going. So get in touch with them now at 972-387-4600. Go online and apply. I got to get out of here. Hopefully you have a great sports weekend. Enjoy the great weather, and it's right around the corner, and hopefully we get some of that spring forward coming soon. I'll see you next week right back here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. When you think mortgage,
think TexasLending.com. Are you whelmed by your credit card payments? Before you become overwhelmed, start with TexasLending.com today and get a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit to start this new year right. Get your finances in order with a mortgage company you can trust with that home equity line of credit or cash out refinance from TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a new year and time for a new career in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, and AI. Already in IT? Build cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions nationwide that employers are desperate to fill. At My Computer Career, you could become job ready in just a few months. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Tonight we're focusing in on Zoom with Galaxy AI on the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Ah, a baby tiger. Check out his claws as he prepares to pounce on that frog. Close one, but not as close as this Zoom. We can literally count the whiskers and... Oh, look, Mum's here. Good thing I'm nowhere nearby. Go wild with Galaxy AI on the new S24 Ultra and zoom in on the epic day or night.
Get yours now at Samsung.com.
For 40 years, Autoflex Leasing has mastered the auto lease, the Flex Lease. They invented it. A flexible lease plan that saves you money up front and keeps on saving you every month. Thousands of folks just like you have been leasing their cars from Autoflex, and they keep coming back every few years. Call Autoflex today at 234-1234. Check them out online at autoflex.com. Save money, lease better at Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
Are you ready for a real transformation?
Yeah.
When you reach your ideal healthy weight with Soda Weight Loss, it's like finding the fountain of youth. I'm living proof. I look at photos of myself before I let go of all of that weight and can't believe how much younger I look now. Not to mention the energy, the absolute change in my health. It's amazing. It's
amazing.
Soda has 7 beautiful DFW locations for in-office support, and they also have their at-home program. It offers nutritionist coaching, support, and real help over the phone 100% of the time. Whenever you need them, you're going out to dinner, they can help you with that, looking at the menu beforehand. Soda's unbelievable, encouraging, highly educated nutritionist gave me a game plan and the education I needed to take off the unwanted fat I couldn't get rid of on my own. The best part is I have been able to stay at my desired.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, Let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.